Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. Today, we're going to share with you on the subject of transference of spirits. We must understand that life is spiritual. God is a spirit. We know that angels are spirits that serve God. Satan, our adversary, is a spirit. And evil spirits that serve Satan carry out his destructive work in the lives of people. You and I are a spirit, and God's word is spiritual law. Life is spiritual. When we're talking about the transfer of spirits, we're referring to the negative influence of demonic spirits upon our lives. To transfer means to convey or to carry, or to send from one person or place to another. So a transfer of spirits can occur directly by these spirits being conveyed or carried or sent from a person to another, or from a place to another. A transfer of spirits can also be accomplished indirectly through an open door of sin. You open the door through sin, spirits can come in whether you know it or not. This will allow these demons to invade a person or place, or to influence another person or place. It's important for us to clearly understand that demonic spirits can influence a person from the outside as well as the inside. They can indwell a person in their soul and body, not in their spirit, and they can cause them many problems. They can also influence a person from the outside. Now, demonic spirits can transfer in many ways. In a general sense, they transfer from person to person, or from place to a person, or from a person to a place, or from an object or some medium to a person as well. When demonic spirits transfer to a person, they will either go into the person's soul or body, or they will begin to influence the affairs of their life from the outside. So we're going to begin to look at how demonic spirits transfer. The number one source of transfer of spirits in a person's life is from his or her inheritance line. Lamentations 5:7 says that our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. That is an inherited generational effect from the iniquities of our fathers. In Numbers 14, verse 18, it says, "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation." All human beings are affected by their inheritance line. We look like our mother and our father physically. We have talents and abilities that have come from them. These are good things that have transferred to us. However, we also have negative effects that have transferred to us from them as well. These negative effects are inherited generational curses. We may have a temper like our father, or depression like our mother, or anxiety like another family member. We may have addictive, compulsive spirits affecting us, or physical ailments such as cancer, or diabetes, or high blood pressure, or some other physical ailment in our body that is the same as what is in our inheritance line. This is due to a transfer of demonic spirits which have come into us at the point of our conception because of the sins and iniquities of our inheritance line. The iniquities of the forefathers are passed upon us from the past three or four generations. That means you are affected by the sins of your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and even great-great-grandparents. And these curses are enforced by demonic spirits that come in at the time of conception. They can be dormant for long periods of time, or they can manifest early. Behavioral problems usually manifest early in life. We've all seen the 2 or 3 year old child has anger, rebellion, stubbornness, disobedience. Well, how did he get that way? He hadn't done anything in his life to get that way. But you look at mom and or dad and you find, yeah, they had the same kind of problems. And so you are seeing those spirits manifest early in life in behavioral areas. Other spirits will be dormant until later times in life when they can manifest. And physical ailments are usually dormant for a long period of time until your body gets weaker as you age and then manifest later in life. We see that through inheritance from diabetes coming down the line, cancer, heart problems. They usually manifest later in life. But there was a transfer of spirits that came in at the time of conception, and those spirits that came in will affect a person at some point in time in their life. We must understand that sin or iniquity brings a curse upon a person. In Genesis 4, verse 6 and 7, the Lord said unto Cain, "Why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door." Well, God said to Cain, if he did well, he'd be accepted, but he didn't do well, and because of that he committed sin by murdering his brother Abel. The result of his sin was that he was cursed. We see this in Genesis 4:11. God said, "Now thou art cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand." A curse is the opposite of a blessing. Curses are destructive to our life, while blessings are beneficial. Curses include sickness and poverty and various calamities, while blessings include health and prosperity and various good things. We must realize that there always is a cause to every curse. Proverbs 26 verse 2 says, "So the curse causeless shall not come." So there always is a cause to a curse, whether we realize what that cause is or not. And a curse is enforced in a person's life by demonic spirits who have a legal right to be there because of sin or iniquity. Ecclesiastes 10:8 says, "Whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him." Sin breaks the hedge of protection in one's life. And to the one who breaks the hedge through sin, a serpent, which is a type of a demon, can influence the person's life. These curses from sin are enforced by demons. Think about all the physical, mental, emotional, social, financial problems that you have or have had that are the same problems as your mother, father, and grandparents had. These same problems are the result of the transfer of spirits due to the sins and iniquities of your inheritance line. These spirits can influence your life in many ways. They can work continuously throughout your life to cause you to have continual problems until the spirits are cast out. An example would be a person who's had a continual problem with a temper and hatred from childhood continuing throughout their lifetime. That's due to the activity of these spirits of temper, anger, and hatred. The inherited transfer of these spirits continually influences their behavior. Spirits transfer from the inheritance line can also lie dormant for quite a period of time and later surface and be active in a person's life. Inherited spirits can also work from time to time in a person's life to draw similar problems. For example, I ministered once to a woman whose mother was abused by people from time to time. The woman reported to me that she was being abused in a similar way in her life from time to time. And she further advised that her two daughters were being abused in the very same way as this woman and her mother had been. This indicates that inherited demonic spirits can draw or cause similar problems in each succeeding generation from time to time. The demons will work hard to try to draw or cause these same problems over and over. They not only work to bring the same destructive patterns in each person's life generation after generation, but they also work to keep the same inherited generational curse perpetually working in the family inheritance line. These inherited spirits can also begin working in a person's life one way as a child and then cause greater problems in later life. Such an example would be a child who was born with a heart murmur, but no other heart problems. I've seen cases where the heart murmur developed into greater heart problems, such as heart disease or heart attack in later life. Surely we're all affected by the transfer of inherited demonic spirits from the iniquities of our forefathers. In most all people's lives, this is the number one negative influence in their life. Another source for transfer of spirits is through our own sins. The Greek word for sin in the New Testament is hamartia, which means to miss the mark so as not to share in the prize. When we sin, we miss the mark. We do not share in the prize of the promise of God. If we yield our members to sin, there will be a transfer of spirits. These spirits hinder us from realizing the promises of God. Our members that we may yield to sin include our eyes, our ears, our hands, tongue, mind. We've got to watch what we yield our members unto. If we yield our eyes to pornography or look at lustful things, that's sin. From pornography or a lustful source, demon spirits will transfer into a person. If we yield our eyes to watch violence or murder in movies or on television, demon spirits will transfer into us. Psalms 101 verse 3 says, "I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave unto me." We must take heed to the Word of God and watch what we see as indicated in the Scripture. Don't let any ungodly things be set before your eyes. If we yield our ears to gossip or criticism, that is sin. From the source of gossip or criticism, demon spirits will transfer into you. If you listen to ungodly music, that is sin. A transference of spirits will occur through our ears. Jesus warned us about what we hear. In Mark 4:24, he said, "Take heed what you hear." Do not let your ears listen to things that are not in line with the Word of God. We should incline our ears to hear the Word of God. Your hands are members which can transmit the spiritual power of God, but also can receive the transference of demonic spirits. Mark 16:18 says that we're to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This is an example of our hands transmitting the power of God to minister healing to the sick. But in 1 Timothy 5:22, it says, "We're cautioned to not lay hands on anyone suddenly and be a partaker of another man's sins." Verse 22 says, "Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure." So it's indicating if we lay hands on a man that we shouldn't have laid hands on because they're not right with God, then we could be a partaker of that man's sins. Sin is an open door for the transference of demonic spirits. Thus, if we're a partaker of another man's sins through the laying on of hands, a transfer of spirits can take place. That's why you got to watch who you lay hands upon if you're praying for them. You got to be sure they're right with God. And you also need to watch who is laying hands upon you. Don't let just anybody lay their hands on you to pray for you. You want to be sure they're right with God before you have anybody lay hands on you. Another member is our tongue. That's the little member that speaks words. With our tongue, we can bless or release life, or we can curse and release death. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." James 3:10 says, "Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." When we speak in line with the Word of God, we bless and release life to others. When we speak contrary to the Word of God, we're going to curse and we're going to release death to others. When we speak the Word, the angels hearken to the words that we speak. When we speak things contrary to the Word, the demons will hearken to the words we speak. When demons hearken to the words we speak, there will be a transfer of demonic spirits through those words. Therefore, we must watch the words we speak. Our words can transfer the things of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, or our words can transfer the things of the devil and demon spirits. Be sure that you're yielding your tongue to speak things in line with the Word of God. Another member that can be a vessel for a transfer of spirits is our mind. If we think on negative things, we can open the door for demons to come in. We must also watch that we do not release curses from our mind by thinking negatively towards others. Psalm 62:4 says, "They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly." It's possible to bless with our mouth, and yet it's possible to curse from our mind inwardly. In fact, people who are involved in witchcraft send out curses from within their mind. Don't let your mind be yielded to the devil in any way. If so, you may receive a transfer of spirits into your mind or through your thoughts, and you may activate demonic spirits. The Bible exhorts us to think on good things and take all of our thoughts captive to the Word of God. A transfer of spirits can occur when we're around people who are abiding in sin. Revelation 18:4 says, "Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues." This is talking about coming out of the Babylonian world system, but we see the principle here. The Word of God is instructing us to come away from people who are in sin. Be separate from those who do not walk in the ways of the Lord. If we are with people who continue in sin, the Scripture clearly indicates that we could be a partaker of those sins and receive destruction due to those sins. The reason that we could be a partaker of those sins is because of the transfer of demonic spirits who would influence us negatively and cause us to sin. This transfer can occur knowingly or unknowingly. Spirits can transfer unknowingly and cause you to sin at a later time. The Bible says in Leviticus 5:17 that if one sins ignorantly, even though he doesn't know it was sin, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity. A transfer can also occur even though you've not been an active participant in the sin. In other words, spirits can transfer to you through passive participation by just being in fellowship with a destructive person. Therefore, don't fellowship with people who are walking in sin so that no transfer of spirits occurs to cause you to be a partaker of their sins and receive the same curses of destruction. Well, we're out of time for today. We're going to continue on the next broadcast. I do have a book on this subject called Transference of Spirits, available for $3 postage paid. To get it, give us a call at 602-279-5212. That's Transference of Spirits, $3 postage paid. Call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.